I'm Berit Hedemann from the Norwegian Radio Documentary Group. I'm head of the Norwegian Radio Documentary Group.
What is the name of feature in Norwegian?
Radiodokumentar.
It's documentary, not feature.
Yeah, we call it documentary. We called it montage many years ago, but then we changed it into documentary. It's higher status.
And do you have a special time slot in your program for these documentaries?
Yeah, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in Saturday morning, and every Sunday evening rebroadcast. So we transmit once a week a new documentary.
Mm. And about which length?
They are 43 minutes long, still, so they're quite long. And then we podcast them also, so now it's possible to download them and listen to them whenever you want. And in fact, 10% by now of our listeners are listening on podcast.
Mm. And what are the main issues?
Oh, they are so many, because to me it's very important that we always surprise the listener, so we can make the features about every topic we want, and we try to make features of every topic. So there are quite a few human stories. There are stories about love and hate and sorrow and death and these things, but quite most of the programs has some sort of relation to society, because we try to tell a big story and a small story at the same time. We try to find a personal story and to tell a bigger story about trends in society, troubles in society, and so on.
Mm. And there are any overlays to the radio drama?
No, we were 10 years ago, we were organized together with a radio drama group for 10 years. But that was not a very good solution. We hoped that it should be a good solution, but it was not. And I don't really know why. But in fact, I think we did not respect each other's work. It was strange, because it's the same storytelling we are doing. But
can you explain this, the same storytelling?
Yeah, I mean, we use the dramaturgy of the radio drama all the time, the same way of constructing stories, but we use reality as raw material, and they use fiction as raw material, and it's more difficult, I think, to make a good story out of reality as a raw material. But I think it's more interesting too.
Mm-hmm. Why is it more difficult?
Oh, because you cannot invent the storyline. You have to find the storyline in these bits and pieces of reality, and that's quite difficult to find. I mean, when you're starting making a radio drama, starting writing it, then you have a story in your head, you're building it up. But when you start making a radio documentary, then you have some bits and pieces. And what's the story? What's the story? You don't know when you start. You try to put them together as a story. And that's difficult, because then you have to find the pattern, to invent the pattern, to find the system in these bits and pieces. And that's not so easy. Mm-hmm. Is it?
No, really not. And what about the production? Is it so different from this doing a radio drama? You're going to studio too, I think.
Sure, sure. No, that's not so different, I think. Except that the sound designers making radio drama, I think they feel more free to do their own sound work, because our productions are always linked to reality in some way or the other, but it's not so different. We are 11 days in the studio together with a sound designer to make a story. So we make it in the same big, huge way as the radio drama.
You have a sound designer and a director?
No, we have a sound designer and the author. And the author is doing all direction, narration, taping and everything. Mm. So there's just two people involved, the sound designer and the author. Mm. But then there comes a coach, always.
Yes, the sound designer is like a technician?
Yeah. He's the technician. He's doing the real thing on the monitor in the studio.
Could you please tell the way from the beginning, from the idea till the production?
I can. When a person gets an idea in NRK, he could come from the news department or the culture department or drama department or wherever. He comes to me, to us, with an idea. And he writes it down on just one page, what he thinks will go, will happen in the documentary. And what is the past story, what is the present story, and what is the inner story, what is the topic. And if we say yes to that idea, we immediately give him or her a coach from our department. And that coach is going to follow the production all the way through, ask the difficult questions. What is this all about? What will be your climax? How are you going to get it? And we'll listen to the raw material, not all of it, but parts of it. Say, okay, but when you ask him in that way, then he doesn't answer. Go back and ask him another way, and so on. But he is not in position to decide anything, the coach. The coach is only giving advices. So the program maker can say, well, I give a damn about what you're saying, I'm making my program.
So you have no freelancers as authors?
Yeah, we have some freelancers, but not so many, because we have some sort of in-house freelancers from NRK. We pay their department for 8 weeks' work to get them to our department. They stay in our department in 8 weeks, working only for us, with a coach from us. And then the department get money, and they get a very enthusiastic and much cleverer person back. So they like that very much.
Yes, it's about school.
Yes, it's absolutely some sort of school. Mm. And we also have courses. Once a year, we have a 7 days course for people in NRK to make documentaries. Mm.
And you are giving them technical help?
Absolutely.
So is there a technician going, making interviews or sounds or something else?
No, that's almost never. The author is making the recordings himself, and he makes the texts himself and the narration himself and everything. But they get equipment from us. Mm-hmm. We have the best equipment in the NRK, so they get equipment from us and help to how to do the recordings and so on. Some, very few times, sound engineer will come along making recordings, but that is when it's extremely difficult if we want four sources at the same time or something like that.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.